Welcome to Science and Tech, the podcast where innovation meets curiosity. In this series, we explore the groundbreaking discoveries and technologies shaping our world. From the latest advancements in artificial intelligence to various cybersecurity developments, Science and Tech is your guide to understanding the forces driving the future. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just someone passionate about the intersection of science and technology, there's something here for you. Before we dive into today's episode, we want to take a moment to thank you, our listener. Your curiosity and support make this podcast possible. Whether you've just discovered us or you're a longtime follower, your encouragement, shares, and feedback inspire us to bring you the best content each week. So sit back, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to explore the fascinating world of science and tech. Let's dive in. The psychology of social engineering. How Start With Why fuels cyber attacks and defense. Introduction. What makes some people naturally persuasive, while others struggle to convince even their closest friends? According to Simon Sinek's Start With Why, the secret lies in understanding and communicating purpose. People don't just buy what you do, they buy why you do it. While this principle has helped businesses build loyal customers and strong leadership, it also has a darker side, one that cybercriminals and social engineers have mastered. Whether ethical hackers use it for security awareness training or malicious attackers manipulate human psychology, the power of why plays a crucial role in cybersecurity. In this post, we'll explore how defenders and attackers leverage Sinek's Golden Circle, real-world examples of its impact, and key takeaways to protect yourself and your organization. By the end, you'll see cybersecurity in a new light and question how easily you might be influenced. How does Simon Sinek's Start With Why relate to social engineering? Simon Sinek's Start With Why introduces the Golden Circle, a framework that explains how successful individuals and organizations inspire action. It consists of three layers. Why? The purpose, cause, or belief drives an action. How? The strategy or process used to achieve it. What? The tangible result or product. This model applies beyond business and leadership. It's also a powerful tool in social engineering. Cybercriminals and ethical hackers use psychological triggers to gain trust, manipulate behavior, and influence decisions. For example, instead of simply demanding access to sensitive information, what? A skilled social engineer will frame their request around a shared purpose. Why? Making it feel natural and even necessary. Depending on who uses this method, it can be used for both security awareness and cyber attacks. Ethical use. Cybersecurity professionals can improve employee awareness by explaining the why behind security rules, making training more engaging and impactful. Malicious use. Attackers craft phishing messages and scams that align with their victims' core beliefs, tricking them into compliance. The following sections will explain exactly how both sides apply this concept and what you need to watch out for. How do ethical cybersecurity professionals use the why principle for awareness training? In cybersecurity, enforcing rules without context often leads to employee fatigue and non-compliance. People resist arbitrary policies, but when they understand the deeper reason behind them, they're more likely to follow best practices. By applying the Golden Circle framework, security teams can shift from rule enforcers to purpose-driven educators. Instead of just telling employees what to do, they should explain why cybersecurity matters and how their actions contribute to the bigger picture. Explaining security policies in a purpose-driven way. Traditional approach. Always use multi-factor authentication, MFA. Purpose-driven approach. We require MFA because it helps prevent account takeovers. which could compromise our customers' personal data. By framing security measures around the greater mission, protecting customers, maintaining trust, and preventing breaches, employees are more likely to internalize their importance. Using real-world storytelling to enhance training. People connect with stories more than dry facts. Ethical security teams can transform cybersecurity training by incorporating real-life case studies instead of generic warnings. Example, instead of saying, "Be careful of phishing emails," tell the story of a company that suffered a multi-million-dollar breach because an employee clicked on a fake invoice. Employees will remember the story far more than a policy reminder. Example, during security awareness training, companies can simulate realistic attacks based on employees' real work environments. For instance, instead of a basic phishing test, send a fake email that mimics a real vendor asking for payment confirmation, then explain why the email was suspicious and how they could detect future threats. By making security personal, engaging, and mission-driven, cybersecurity professionals can create a culture of vigilance rather than compliance-based fatigue. How cybercriminals hijack the why to hack your mind. Forget the Hollywood stereotype of hackers furiously typing away in a dark basement, breaking into systems with raw technical skill. The truth? Many of the most devastating cyber attacks require zero technical expertise, just a well-crafted story. Cybercriminals are master storytellers. They don't break in, they get invited in. The secret to their success is that they start with why. They don't just ask you to click a link, they make you want to. They don't demand your credentials, they convince you to offer them up willingly. They don't force their way into your company, they make you hold the door open for them. Here's how they do it. 1. The psychology of urgency when why short-circuits logic. Imagine you get this email, urgent security breach detected on your account. We've identified suspicious activity on your account. To prevent unauthorized access, please verify your identity immediately. Most people don't stop to question whether it's real. Why? Because fear overrides logic. When you believe you're at risk, you're no longer thinking critically, you're just reacting. The hacker has already won. The best phishing emails don't just trick you, they convince you that acting immediately is right. 2. The wolf in sheep's clothing. Impersonation that feels too real. What's more persuasive than a random email? A familiar face. Cybercriminals know that trust isn't built on logic, but on identity and belonging. That's why they impersonate authority figures or people within your trusted circles. The fake boss. Email. Hey, I'm on a flight and can't take calls. Please wire $20,000 to this vendor ASAP. It's urgent. I trust you to handle this. The fake technician. Hey, I'm from tech support. We're rolling out a security update. Can you confirm your login so I can apply the patch? The fake charity scam. Help us provide emergency relief to victims of this disaster. Every dollar counts. Click here to donate. None of these messages force you to act. They make you want to act because they align with what you already believe. You don't want to disappoint your boss. You trust it to fix security issues. You want to help people in need. The moment a cybercriminal connects with your why, you lower your guard. 3. Pretexting, the art of selling a lie. Let's say someone walks into your office wearing an official-looking badge and says, "Hey, I'm with IT security. We've detected unauthorized access attempts on your account. I need to reset your login credentials to secure your data." They sound confident. They know industry jargon. They're in a rush. Because, of course, cybersecurity is urgent. Would you question them? Or would you thank them for protecting your account? This is pretexting, the art of creating a fake but highly believable backstory to manipulate people into giving away access. It works because people don't expect deception from someone who looks like they belong. For the executive con game, hacking authority itself. There's a reason cybercriminals love pretending to be executives. When an email comes from the CEO, CFO, or another high-ranking leader, employees don't question it, they obey it. I need you to send me all employee tax forms ASAP. We're under audit. I'm stuck in a meeting. Can you process this invoice right now? We're acquiring a new company. Keep this confidential, but I need you to transfer $100,000 immediately. The result? Millions of dollars are lost every year to business email compromise, BC scams. All it takes is one employee who trusts without verifying. Why it works, and why you might fall for it too. Cybercriminals don't hack systems, they hack emotions. They know that people aren't just driven by logic, but by trust, urgency, and a sense of purpose. So the next time you receive an urgent request, a too-good-to-be-true offer, or a message that aligns a little too perfectly with your values, stop and ask yourself, is this request urgent, or am I being rushed to act without thinking? Do I know this person, or am I just assuming they're who they say they are? Am I questioning this email, or am I following instructions blindly? Because when hackers start with why, their best weapon isn't malware. It's you. Real-world examples. When why is used for good, and when it's weaponized. You don't have to look far to see how the power of why has shaped both cybersecurity successes and catastrophic breaches. Let's break down two real-world cases, one where why was used to educate and protect, and another where it led to a high-profile security failure. The good, how Google used why to improve security awareness. At one point, even Google struggled with phishing attacks until they changed their approach. Instead of telling employees what to do, for example, don't click on phishing emails, they started with why. They reframed security awareness training around a shared mission. Every click on a phishing email could put our users' data at risk. Protecting Google means protecting millions of people worldwide. The result? A major drop in successful phishing attacks as employees became emotionally invested in cybersecurity. They weren't just following rules, but defending something bigger than themselves. The bad, the Twitter social engineering hack, 2020. Now let's talk about one of the biggest social engineering attacks in history, one that hijacked the why principle for malicious purposes. In 2020, cybercriminals didn't hack Twitter's systems. They hacked its people. The strategy. Attackers posed as Twitter IT staff, calling employees and convincing them they needed credentials to fix a security issue. The hook. They framed it around Twitter's mission. We need to protect high-profile accounts from being hacked. Can you help us? The outcome. Employees, believing they were acting for the greater good, handed over their login details. Within hours, hackers gained access to high-profile accounts, including Elon Musk, Bill Gates, and Barack Obama, posting fake Bitcoin giveaways that scammed people out of thousands of dollars. This attack wasn't sophisticated malware or a brute force hack. It was a well-crafted story that played on trust and urgency. The lesson. Why is a double-edged sword? The Twitter hack and Google's security training prove the same point. When used ethically, why builds stronger, more security-conscious teams? When abused, why turns into the ultimate psychological weapon? Which side of the coin you land on depends on who's telling the story and whether you believe it. Your turn. Are you as aware as you think? Now that you've seen how the power of why can be used to either strengthen cybersecurity or dismantle it, it's time for some self-reflection. Ask yourself, have you ever responded to an urgent email without verifying its authenticity? Do you follow security protocols because you believe in them, or just because you have to? Would you notice the manipulation if a scammer crafted a message that aligned perfectly with your beliefs and values? The scary truth? Everyone thinks they're too smart to fall for social engineering, until they do. So let's hear from you. What's the most convincing phishing attempt or social engineering attack you've encountered? What do you think cybersecurity teams can do better to explain the why behind security protocols? Have you ever caught yourself trusting something a little too quickly? Let's continue the conversation in the comments on our website, www.science-techs.com. You can read this article there, with a bonus section featuring all the references and reading suggestions related to this podcast. Thank you for being a valued listener of our podcast. We truly appreciate your support and enthusiasm for the content we create. If you enjoy our discussions, we'd love you to visit our website, sciencetechs.com, for even more exciting content, including articles, updates, and exclusive insights. Stay curious, and we look forward to having you with us on future episodes.